Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, I am chatting again with Dustin Angelo. He is the president and CEO of Novamera. Now, Novamera is a private company. I have been chatting with Dustin for the last few months. I last brought him on the show in September to announce this new venture he is working in. Now, again, most of you probably remember Dustin from Anaconda Minerals. And within Anaconda Minerals, the company started developing what was called this sustainable mining by drilling. It actually came to the forefront during 2019 and the Disrupt Mining competition that was sponsored by Goldcorp. This SMD, or Sustainable Mining by Drilling, I believe it came in second in that Disrupt Mining competition. And since that time, has now, this technology has been more or less spun out into this private company. Dustin, because it has been about a month or two since we last chatted, I wanted to bring everyone up to speed on what sustainable mining by drilling is. Please, can you simplify what this process looks like for the end user?
Sure. Thanks for having me again, Corey. Yeah, so sustainable mining by drilling is surgical mining using drilling, intelligent systems and precision techniques to extract ore and leave the waste in the ground. And we're targeting steeply dipping narrow vein deposits. So the process that we use is a two-pass process, where in the first pass, we employ a diamond drill to drill a pilot hole down the center of the vein, and that diamond drill is guided by our unique innovative imaging tool, and that enables the diamond driller to be able to keep that pilot hole halfway between the hanging wall and the footwall in the zone. And it, so you drill to whatever depth that you're looking for, 100, 200 meters, what have you. And then you come in a second pass where you use a large diameter drill. So our first generation SMD system is going to use a pile top drill rig. And in that, with that rig, you follow the pilot hole essentially by adding a stinger on the end of the drill bit. And that drill bit, that drill now follows the pilot hole down the vein. And those drill bits are typically 1 meter to 2 meters in diameter. And once you drill all the way down, you're recovering the ore. You're using a reverse circulation airlift assist, which is a low energy method to be able to retrieve those cuttings. And they come to surface. And then we put them through a solid solution separation apparatus in order to dewater. And then you can take the product to your mill. And you do this process continuously down the strike length of your vein, and create a series of primary holes. So you drill every other hole, and you come back in and fill in the middle and do the secondary holes. And you take that material or the ore, the tailings that's created from the ore that's processed, and you combine it with some Portland cement and put that back into the holes that were created. So essentially you can use the holes from the drilling as landform tailings. And that process is, happens, as I said, down the strike length of the vein till you fully excavate your entire deposit.
So Dustin, give us a little update then of the stage that this SMD is at when it comes to, I realize this year is a lot of testing, and even next year will be a lot of testing and slowly starting to build up larger and larger field work trials. But what happened this year to move this process forward to some sort of commercialization?
Yeah, where we focus mostly on so far is the imaging tool, because that is the guidance system in our technology, and it's sort of the epicenter of our innovation. So we've been doing field trials at Anaconda mining site in Newfoundland at the Romeo and Juliet deposit, and we've done a couple of trials so far, and we've been successful in being able to essentially see the interface between the host rock and the mineralized zone. So this is a very important step for us to be able to achieve at this point. And then we're also gaining confidence with the positioning of those interfaces within the hole, which is sort of the second stage to that process. So we're on course, we believe, to be able to have the imaging tool ready as a minimum viable product by June. And then we'll also, at that point, be going in the field at Romeo and Juliet doing a full-scale field trial where we'll actually do drilling and excavation for probably a better part of a year.
There anything on the horizon to work with any other companies or any other assets out there?
Yes, there are. We've actually been pretty successful thus far to attract customers sort of during a development period where they've got an interest in learning more about what we're doing and essentially doing desktop evaluations to get a sense of the efficacy of SMD for their project or deposits within a larger project. And we've been successful in attracting junior mining companies and also larger producers that may have a satellite deposit or zones within an existing mine that they just can't get to using conventional methods. So the users of this technology are vast. You know, it's the junior mining companies with greenfield, brownfield projects. It's the operators, the producers already that are looking for incremental production. And, you know, we're focused right now on gold and silver, but frankly, it's more about geology and geometry and structure. So anywhere where there's high-grade, narrow-vein deposits of any type of metal or mineral, this could be applicable to. So our target, the market is really worldwide. And so we've been off to a good start to at least attract folks from different types of users.
So what do you think it's going to take to bring this more, I guess, mainstream? I don't know if that's the right term for it, but the way I see it, yes, you can help out exploration companies the whole way up to mining companies, actual production companies. But this really is a potential technology to prove or make some land that is not necessarily economic, make it cash flow positive. So to me, it seems like more of the production side of things that could really draw people in. But give us a little insight on what you think could make this a bit more mainstream.
I think, you know, what we're doing is we're unlocking a lot of value that's in the ground. That's essentially a lot of those known mineral resources. So, you know, there's an economic compelling proposition here. We're talking about, based on our modeling, that you'd be mining at roughly about $80 to $100 all-in cost per ton, U.S. dollars, which is significantly lower than other conventional selective mining methods. There's a lot less upfront capital costs, and time to ore is a lot faster as well. So it's got a lot of compelling economic value points to it. And on top of it, it's a environmentally friendly technology as well. And certainly we know that in the industry, that's becoming a more and more of a hot button. The ability to, our technology has got a lower environmental footprint. You know, you're not creating a lot of open pits. You're putting tailings back into the ground. So the environmental footprint is a lot lower. And certainly there's a safety aspect as well, because you're operating away from the face. You're in a secure area. Away from out of harm's way. So there's economic, environmental, and safety reasons why this is a lot more compelling than some conventional mining methods. So we think that, it's going to take some time for companies to want to adopt something like this, but there are certainly more early adopter type companies out there that maybe if we can get them on board early on, they can help sort of push that tipping point to be sooner rather than later.
So what kind of costs are you estimating for mining companies or really any companies that are looking at bringing this SMD into their mix?
Some of our modeling already is showing that the cost is going to be somewhere around $80 to $100 per ton. That's just on the mining side. we really will have to do an economic evaluation of the specific project, since all deposits are different, and the circumstances for the companies are different. So, but I think we'll be able to demonstrate that there's a lot of value creation that we can bring to the table. And ideally, if they see that, then they'll be interested in using our technology.
Now, Dustin, I know that the company is also, or has just kicked off a Series A financing. Can you give us more details on this and also an update on how much cash the company has right now to just keep this process moving forward?
Sure. Yeah. So we're looking to raise $5 million Canadian. And that money, along with some government funding that we have, would take us for about the next 2 years to be able to help us finalize creating our minimum viable product and doing the field testing so that we'll be ready for a commercialized product by the end of 2022. Currently, we have roughly about $1.3 million in the bank. And so we've got a pretty long runway still. We're looking to finalize our financing by roughly March, April.
Okay. Well, Dustin, I appreciate the update. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Dustin, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I will get those answered for you. And Dustin, I'll keep up to date with you. I find this very interesting. I love having you on the show. And quite frankly, hey, if this process does get some acceptance, especially by the majors, then it could really be or change some of what we know right now as conventional mining, or at least add a different aspect to it. Dustin, thanks for your time, buddy. I hope you have a great rest of your week and a great holiday season. Merry Christmas, my friend.
You too. Take care. Thanks again, Corey.